Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Okay, well, it looks like no opening today, but we're good. So, welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today, and I hope that what you find is useful and, you know, a little fun here and there. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and author here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, kink community, BDSM, anybody that feels like they don't really fit in that traditional sense. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So I hope we have a little fun, little inspiration, bring a smile to your face, maybe a little giggle to your heart. So that's what we plan on doing today. Now, by now, you guys should know how I start my show. So everybody in a safe place, you know the safe place. Okay, the safe place means no driving, no working heavy equipment. You know how it works, safe. So take a deep breath. Hold it in. And exhale with a smile. Now, part two of this fabulous opening. Come on, guys. Work with me here. Now, let's wiggle those toes. Wiggle them in the shoes, out of the shoes. I don't care. Wiggle those toes. Now, wiggle your buns. Come on. Wiggle. Scrunch them up together. Go for it. I've never met anybody that can do this without smiling. All right. One last thing. Then one more great big deep breath. Hold it. And as you exhale, just tell yourself a beautiful little affirmation. You know me, I'm with, you got this. It can be that, it can be, all right, we're doing good, today I got this, whatever gives you that wonderful inspiration. So by now you have loosened up your ankles, your legs, your hips, your lower back, and you know me, if I got time, I'm rolling that head. So we got all the good stuff taken care of. I also want to, you know, to keep the show going. We got those Patreon members that I love to death. And yes, I promise to go on this week and update things and add some more fun stuff. So, you know, if you want to help out, go Patreon. That is my PSA for the day. So also remember, early voting has started. So go out and do that if you haven't yet. That's all I got for the PSA. You know how we go. So I am so glad because today you found me, and this is like one of my favorite parts of my Weeble Kung Fu. So as we know, Weeble Kung Fu is a way of becoming the best possible you, or becoming that person that you wish you would have had growing up, which is very important. So as next week is Halloween, one of my favorite holidays for so many reasons. I even wore my Halloween hat today instead of my other one because it was important to wear the Haunted Mansion hat today. Because Halloween is one of those days where you can be whoever you want to be, which is fabulous. And I've heard from so many people how they've used Halloween to start to express themselves and, you know, start becoming who they truly are, because, you know, anytime else during the year, people are a little uneasy about being their true selves. So this is just a great way to do it. With Halloween, you can wear a dress, makeup, mustache, color your hair, color your skin, and just disappear into the crowd. So for today's show, I have Donatella Soul, ooh, boy, I messed that up already, coming to me from San Diego. And Donatella was a costumer. And I am so interested in that because of how a simple change like that can change somebody's perspective of who they are, how they feel about themselves, and, you know, just kind of change the way other people might see you or how you might see you. So hello, hello. How are you today?
I am fabulous, Shirley. Thank you so much.
This is great. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, what you used to do, you know, just a little here and there.
Sure. My name is Sister Donatella Soul, and I am with the San Diego Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, also known as the Asylum of the Tortured Heart. As far as costuming goes, I started in theatrical costuming, and then I got into seasonal Halloween costuming in 1989 and did it seasonally up until just a couple of years ago, and now I just do it one-on-one as people need.
That's great. So theatrical costuming is more play, you know, like in the theater and things like that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you didn't get to be quite...
Well, there's usually guidelines
right.
for costuming with the theater or film or anything like that.
Right.
However, you know, as creatrixes, we do have leeway to define those guidelines within our creativity and present those. Of course, everything has to go through a vetting process, but there was definitely
for creativity. That's great. I have never actually got to meet a costumer, so I'm totally intrigued because to me, that's like getting to sort of play dress up all the time. You know, it's like, no, I want this hat. I want this over here. So, you know, what type of, you know, people did, you know, did you normally get to deal with on a person, you know, when you were doing it, not in the theater, everybody?
Everybody, anybody and everybody, every gender expression, every sexual expression. I've outfitted people for erotic balls, for Halloween, for Day of the Dead, for other events. So I've seen it all, I think.
I bet you have.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've noticed, I guess it's as I gotten older, but it seems that adults almost love dressing up more than kids do.
You know, I think kids and adults enjoy dress up, but the motivations for dressing up are different.
Right.
Yeah. So for children, I mean, if they could sleep in their favorite princess dress, they would. You know, I met princess dresses and the father was like, what are you going to do? You have to choose your battles.
Exactly.
He's going to wear both.
Hey, you know, you have to do that sometimes.
Exactly. And with the adults, it's a mishmash of things. Sometimes okay. it's a fantasy expression. Sometimes it's out of necessity, like, I promised my partner I would go and dress up for this party. And you kind of have to coax them into a representation for themselves. So it's the motivations are quite different. But I think that children and adults both embrace the transformative quality that costume provides.
Well, and especially like I never wanted to do the girly thing. I was never, you know, it was like, okay, I get to be a robot and I get to be, you know, so it was always my way of just kind of going, you know, this is how I feel today. You know, I don't want to do the girly things, you know, but when I was a kid, there weren't a whole lot of choices and the masks were all plastic and, you know, suffocated you. Now kids have, you know, we remember those. They were horrible.
Yes.
That's put me in flammable plastic. All right. Now kids have a lot more ways to express themselves. And I love that.
I love that as well. I think that we have so many, you know, non-toxic face paints now and things like that, that kids can play with. And the parents can play with them with those, which I think is really great. And I think that it's an opportunity for kids to also learn skills, to learn about art and perspective and how to highlight or hide features. And I think, you know, they learn skills through working with that kind of thing.
Definitely. You know, I could have used some of those coordination skills as a kid. That worked great.
Me too.
You know, it's like, and I love that now parents are actually getting more involved.
Yes.
Because before it was like, okay, just go pick something out of a box. And then the kids did one thing and the parents did another thing. That's so have you noticed that maybe there's starting to be a little more connection?
Absolutely. I think there's been a little more connectivity as far as the broad choices. I think that parents have access to more fabrics to construct something. I've seen a lot of great homemade elements that are just fantastic. But yeah, when we were kids, it was like you have a cardboard box and you have your mother's hand-me-down prom dress. Like, what are you going to do with those two things?
Exactly.
You're lucky you got some tissue paper. Like,
exactly. You know, it's like, okay. And especially because I grew up in a little town, so you had even less, you know. So now as an adult, you know, I'm like, every opportunity, I'm going, okay, where are we going? What are we doing? Do I, you know, people tell me that's why I have pink hair, is because it's just like one step closer to just throwing on a hat and a something and just, I'm having fun.
Yes.
So what are some of the like transformations that you've seen in people as they get to express themselves in what means the most to them?
There's a broad spectrum to choose from.
Yes.
one of my absolute favorites, though, was years ago, I had a father come in with his young son. I don't think the son could have been more than 4 or 5. And he came in to the shop and said his son wanted him to dress up like Batman for Halloween, but he was expressing to me that he wasn't strong like Batman. He didn't have a physique like Batman. He didn't think or feel like he could be Batman, and was very dubious about trying to be Batman. But he said, I'd like to do it for my son. And I said, well, you know, put those feelings and thoughts aside. Let me get the Batman costume. We'll put it on you and see what you think. Because I knew, I'd seen many times this power of transformation through this. So we put on all the pieces. We're in front of this large wall mirror and his son's there. And we put on all the basic stuff. We put on the chest plate, we put on the cape, and then, you know, I'm pulling the headpiece out and get that on him. But as each piece went on, you could see him change from, this is just not going to work, to every piece that went on, you could see him standing up taller and going, wow, this, I can wear this piece, I can wear this piece, until we put the mask on. And he must have stood in front of that mirror just looking at himself, standing up taller, chest out, just staring at himself in the mirror. And his son was next to him, holding onto his leg, staring in the mirror with him, like going, Daddy, you're Batman. Like, it just makes me want to cry.
I know.
And of course, he rented the costume and felt really confident then in wearing it.
Which is fabulous, because I mean, we think of, you know, transformations with kids and stuff like that, but for adults, if you don't have that confidence, you know, like you said, it's like one piece after the other, and one of the, you know, you get to just transform the inside as much as the outside.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that I love about, you know, this time of year in Halloween, because you know, I've seen it in, you know, women, I've seen it in men, you know, and it seems like, especially with kids, but a lot of times if there's a lower, they don't feel great about themselves, lower self-esteem.
Yes, that's a big part of it.
You know, this gives them the chance. Have you dealt with a lot of, you know, kids or, you know, that have gone through that?
You know, not with the kids. Usually kids, when they want to be something, they're like, it's my favorite character and I'm dressing up as them. And they're just excited to do that. They have no qualms about it. They don't have, and none of the ones I ever dealt with.
Okay.
They have no qualms about wearing the costume. They're just like, just get it on me as quick as possible. So I like that.
Yeah. You know, and as one of the sisters, yes, you know, as soon as you put the face on, you're a totally separate person.
Yes.
You know, it's that adult transformation thing too, that, you know, you put the face on and you're changing the more you put on.
Absolutely. One discussion I've had with other sisters every so often is, at what point when you are manifesting do you feel like Donatella, you know, over my secular self? And it's always the veils, because it's the last thing that goes on is my coronet and my veils. And at that point, I look in the mirror and there's Donatella, and I leave everything from my secular life behind me. I'm in that uniform, I'm in that habit, and I'm ready to serve my community.
You know, that's one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of other sisters that I've talked to, and even, you know, kind of in my own case, is like, as soon as you put that on, you know, you can, whatever you had going earlier, whatever you have going later, it no longer matters.
Exactly.
You know, you're this other person. And if you call me by my secular name, I may not even answer. Because it's like, what? Huh? You know, so with adults, you know, when they go to a Halloween party or they go to an event where they get to change them, that's also one of the fun things with Pride, is that, you know, you get to kind of step out a little bit, you know, and start showing that authentic you.
Yes.
Which is one of the things that I really concentrate on, you know, and I know that as much as we would like to, you can't always go out being who you want to be or who you feel like you are inside. So it's a process. But these special events and holidays are like cheater days. I love.
Yeah. You know. Holidays, definitely. And Mardi Gras. And there's
yes.
Dias de los Muertos and Cinco de Mayo and other holidays where people do have the opportunity to dress up. Oktoberfest and things like that. It's for many people in society, that is their allowance to express something else about themselves that either they're not able to because of their jobs or their status, or just something they're not comfortable yet expressing in a general sense.
You know, that's why I feel like they're like those little tiny baby cheater holidays, because you can start to slowly step into something and go, maybe. Did you notice whether you worked a lot more with, was there any like difference between working with gay people or straight people? Because I know that, you know, straight people use Halloween also, but, you know, for gay people, a lot of times that's the big day.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that the biggest difference was that I would say the majority of the LGBT folks that I work with costuming were already comfortable sharing their authenticity.
Oh, and good.
They were coming in the opposite sense of our Batman, in that I want my outside to match my inside, and we're going to make that happen. So I had some very interesting experiences with that because, well, for instance, I was dressing people for the erotic ball one year, and I worked with a lovely young gay man, and he, let me paint the picture for you. He had asthma and would get extremely nervous, especially mm-hmm. when he would dress cute other young men. So I'm in the back room, he's up front, he's working with somebody. All of a sudden, he comes running back to the back room. He's fanning himself with his fan. He's got his inhaler. Girl, this guy, I can't help it. Every hula skirt we have. And he just keeps, he's naked and he keeps swinging back and forth to see how much of his private parts will show through the hula skirt when he dances. Girl, you got to help me. So I go, okay, it's okay, calm down. I go up front.
All right.
Yes. This man's in front of the mirror. He's doing just that with the hula skirt. I approach him. I say, James had to go on break. I'm here to assist. What is it you're looking for? He's going to the erotic ball. He wants something that shows off his physique. He wants a costume, but not a costume.
Okay.
I said, okay, let's scrap the hula skirts. I pulled out a white lace straight skirt that just fell from the hips. You could see right through it. Floor that was pleated, and an airtay cape that just attached at the neck and the wrists.
Oh.
In fabric with gold trim, and put an Egyptian gold headdress. And he looked in the mirror and he says, it's perfect. I'll take it. Really, he just wanted to be naked, but he had to wear a costume.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay, I got what you're looking for.
Yes.
Just, give me just a minute. Yeah. When you have a job like that, I can imagine that, you know, you just got to go be prepared for anything.
Just. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You never know.
Everyone naked.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, and then you've got the people that want to be prim and proper and, you know.
Sometimes, I mean, you do get the people who want the Scarlett O'Hara green dress, you know, the turnstile. You know, you do certainly get those costumes and folks who want those costumes. And then you get the fetish folks in who don't necessarily express themselves in front of people and are terrified to buy what they really want, but they want to try it on.
Right.
So that's always an interesting process. I had a gentleman one time, actually he'd come in quite often to try on our pink, we had pink baby doll dresses, but they were in men's sizes.
Right.
So he would come in and want to go in the dressing room by himself and try one on and never come out and take it off and hang it up and then leave. Never talk to us, never want to buy anything, never want to rent anything. And one day he came in and he took three of the pink dresses in the dressing room with him. I'm like, okay, we know his shtick. He's gonna, you know.
Right.
But all of a sudden we started hearing muffled yells from inside the dressing room. So it was like this,
oh, no.
I'm working with James again, who is all
right, right.
I'm not gonna go look.
Don't make me do this.
So I go and knock on the dressing room. I'm like, are you all right in there? And I hear muffled. Is it okay if I come in? I said, okay, I'm coming in. So I pull back the curtain, I come inside, I pull the curtain back because I see that he is stuck in the pink dress, arms like this, over his face, and he can't get in or out of it. I'm like, okay, I need you to calm and breathe I'm going to bend you forward and I'm going to get the dress on. He started to fight me. So I had to say, sir, you need to breathe and bend over. And I pulled the dress off and he didn't even look at me. He grabbed his own clothes and ran in his underwear out the front door, running with his clothes with him. So, yes, you need to be prepared for anything and everything.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
People are interesting. That's the one thing. And I've worked in the holistic health field for a long time. So, you get, especially being a hypnotherapist, you get people that call you for things that you're like, no. And then you get people that, just are really serious, but they're afraid that you're gonna laugh at them.
Mm.
So it's that combination of meeting somebody where they're at.
Yes.
And, with the costume thing, unfortunately, you had to meet him where he was at.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we were never in a position of like shaming him. We just knew what he was there for. And I was like, okay, he comes and goes. And that was the one instance the poor man got stuck. So
okay. So what I take from this is it's very important to grab the right size.
That's very true. And make sure it unzips or unbuttons or unsnaps to the point you can get it on and off. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Great advice there. So this year, things are a little strange with Halloween.
A little bit.
Some people are still, going out and doing whatever, other people are just, doing Zoom Halloweens.
Yes.
So it would be a little more interesting going, okay, I just need to dress you from the waist up, save on half my rental. Because, with it being, everything's kind of up in the air this year.
Yeah, indeed. There are some events happening, like, Knox has had their Taste of Halloween going on, where it's more of a food tasting event, not a theme park experience. And a lot of people are wearing costumes for that. It's hard to say what people will end up doing. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that may dress up to go out to eat with friends or relatives who are in their bubble. But who's to say? Maybe some small family parties at home, the Zoom parties, like you said. We won't know till we know, I think.
I think so. And, it's kind of a bummer for a lot of people because, like I said, Halloween is your big day to go out and wear the, gigantic headdress or the boa or wear that great thing that you've been planning.
Oh, yes.
And my
advice would be to still wear it. Wear it.
Good. Good. I'm not the only one saying this because I'm like, dress up anyway.
Yes.
Dress up, take pictures, go walk around the block if you need to. Just, make sure your mask matches the rest of your outfit. I do not see a problem. Yes. People are like, are you really going to dress up? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's on a weekend. We don't get this very often.
Yes.
Because a couple people that I've talked to, they usually go to the parade in West Hollywood or, which everybody on the sidelines are also part of the parade. It's, and they're like, or should we still dress up and go walk around? And I'm like, well, maybe not like that. In a gigantic crowd, but yeah, dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself.
Even if you're at home, dress up, make yourself a cocktail or a mocktail, whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
Put on your favorite Halloween movie or, you know, watch a live drag show. And just...
I am loving the live drag shows.
Yes, me too.
Because I'm getting to see performers that I never got to see before.
Me too.
And I'm like, oh, how did you do that? You know, you look at their makeup and you look at the clothes and you're just like, how did you do that? Now I need to know.
So many astounding performers out there.
Yes.
For those of you out there who have not seen any of the virtual drag performances yet or want to see more, there's still a lot happening out there. Just, you know, find one that intrigues you and watch it because they're amazing.
They are amazing. And you know, sometimes you don't even realize it, but you're dancing to the music that they're dancing to. And that's, you can almost kind of put yourself into it and, you know, make your own little party.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I love that it gives that, you know, even though we're stuck a little more, there's still outlets to, you know, be that person, dress up like that person, you know, give yourself a little confidence.
Yes.
You know, if you're really scared, walk around the block twice. If you're only slightly scared, maybe once, but if you're really scared, do it twice.
There you go.
You know, you got to get past that. And it takes a long time sometimes for, especially for adults, to start letting the outside look like the inside.
Absolutely. Yes. And I've had an instance before where we get a lot of females who come in and want to do the St. Pauli girl kind of look.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Of course. It's Oktoberfest. And I had a gal come in one time, you know, absolutely beautiful person, but she just was not accepting of her body, and she looked incredible. And I got her in the costume. I said, look at that. You look amazing. You look sexy and, you know, cute. And she just couldn't see it. I mean, that was, I would say, the one instance where my jaw hit the floor when she was like, I can't do it. I can't rent it. I can't wear this. She just couldn't even see herself in that mirror. And she looked fantastic.
Yeah, that's, you know, part of the sad part, because it's like, and when, you know, when people can't accept, you know, body acceptance, well, these days, body shame, unfortunately, have become huge.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got this person that should feel confident, should feel, you know, walk around and they look beautiful on the outside. And, but if you don't feel it, it's getting those two sides of you to fit together.
Indeed. Yes.
You know, so just you getting to see these different transformations is wonderful, because a lot of times who we, like I always say, that my goal is to become the person I wish I would have been growing up. I wish I would have had to talk to growing up. Because that person, you know, if I'd have had that person, it would have been, you know, you're fine. You look great. Go have fun. You know, don't be self-conscious. And when you can pass that on, because you can tell when people are comfortable inside and outside.
Yes.
It shows. So, you know, you want to get people to where if you look comfortable with who you are, then other people see that. Adults and kids see that. And it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong because you're just being you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's too many, I have to look like this, and the stereotypes of what an adult is supposed to look like.
Yes, exactly. Whether, you know, whether people put that on themselves or it comes from society, or it comes from family, or it comes from peers. Wherever that comes from, and everybody out there, if you're hanging on to something like that about yourself, we're going to let it go right now.
That's right.
I have a hallelujah.
Exactly. Here we go. Just take that deep breath, and this time just go let it go.
Yes.
Because it's just holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And use, you know, use who you are. You know, you may surprise yourself.
Yes.
You know? And go, okay, I would have never thought. You know, one of the sisters that I had talked to before they became a sister would have never worn makeup, never put a dress on, never done any of that. And now is like, oh my God, this is the most freeing thing ever. And it's like, yeah. You know, step out of your comfort zone. I'm always like, embrace the fear.
I would say so, absolutely. If there's something you're afraid of, find a way to do it. And you'll see how not scary it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing to
you know. I'm also one of those people that, you know, if you have to stand in line to get into a store, you know, you've got your mask on, you're listening to your music, you know, from your phone or whatever. I'm like, just dance. Who cares? You're never going to see those people again. They're just jealous.
Don't dance like no one's watching.
Well,
everyone's watching. Standing ovation. Damn it.
Okay, I will add that part. Afterwards, just bow. Thank you, fans.
Clean your tips up off the floor.
Exactly. Come on. Not doing this show for nothing. Come on, people. I'm about to go shopping. Could use some tips there. The way I roll. You know. So it's, you know, using and one of the things I've also noticed that since people have had to start wearing masks, they do feel a little more confident sometimes, or feel like, you know, since we're all looking sort of the same, you know, that it gives them a way, another mask, kind of a little way to hide. And, you know, you can make your mask part of your identity. You know, if you want to wear one that's got glitter on it and, you know, then, you know, use that as one of your little cheat holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, wear one with, you know, a mask with a face on it. You know, it freaks people out, but, you know, go for it.
Absolutely. Or get creative, you know. I have a sister, Gwen in Doubt, created their own fabric design and had fabric printed, and their partner made masks out of that. So there's so many online spaces you can do that now. Just upload your work and make prints or different things. Design your own fabric.
Exactly.
There's so many ways to be creative with that.
Exactly. You know, that's a great idea, though, because if you've got the idea of, and you're like, nothing works, nothing fits, that's boring, that's, you know, if you're artistic, you know, let that fly. Especially you got somebody that can sew.
Yes.
Bonus.
Definitely.
You know, so do you have a favorite Halloween memory?
Wow, it's hard to pick a favorite. I think one of my favorites, one of the shops I worked in, we had gotten a ton of costumes from the San Diego Opera that they were not using anymore.
Oh, wow.
And so I decided to go out on Halloween after work. We had this one, it was a total reproduction, like 1870s giant bustle gown with flowers all over it and corseted waist. And if you have never driven a car or gone through a Halloween haunt in a gigantic bustle gown from the opera, I'm not suggesting everyone try it, but that was quite an interesting scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes people don't, you know, I've had people go, can you drive with that hat on? You know, my coronet. And I'm like, no, no, you just put it in the back seat, you know, and unless you've got like, you know, a convertible moonroof, just kind of, you know, trying to wear too much in a car sometimes doesn't work.
Yes. The really fun part was trying to navigate in the gown through the parking lot to the haunt and bumping the bustle into every car and setting all the alarms.
Well, see, you were just introducing yourself. You were announcing your arrival. I see nothing wrong with that. You know, you got to let the people know that you're there.
Right. Absolutely.
That works.
And it did teach me that, you know, bustle gowns really don't have a purpose of a comeback in our modern world. Don't really fit in well.
And I am grateful for that, by the way.
Me too.
Because it's like, people are like, are you going to be wearing a dress? And I'm like, have you ever seen me in a dress? Don't get all excited about that. One year we were talking about Halloween and somebody suggested that I dress like a girl. And I was like, really? Okay, you want to go there? Let's go. But, you know, you know, it's just one of those happy times.
Yes.
You know, it leads to holidays that a lot of us aren't real excited about. You know, going to family and things like that. So it's like that great, one of those great last outlets.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Before the crazy stuff starts to land. But, you know, and like you said, families, you know, our families kind of designate, you know, who they kind of mold who we are inside. So you have to, like, get slowly rid of that so that you can become you.
Definitely. From my experience with people on that subject, I think that the hardest thing for people to accept and let go of is to come to terms with that your family planted that in you. You are fulfilling what they wanted for you and kind of trying to cut ties with that or let that go and let what you want for yourself replace it. I think that's one of the hardest things as adults that we have to do, but it's necessary.
It's necessary. And, you know, one of the things that I have to tell people is you need to give yourself permission to let it go.
Yes.
Because it's not just letting it go. That sounds so easy. Just let it go. It's like, no, you have to actually give yourself permission to let that baggage, that, you know, the ugly and slimy sometimes, you know, you got to give yourself permission to let that go so that you can be more authentic and be more of you.
Absolutely.
I think that's what, you know, that's what a lot of people are coming to terms with is, you know, maybe, you know, things aren't the way I always thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, during this quarantine, a lot of people apparently have been doing some really deep thinking. This has kind of been a therapeutic thing. that I've noticed that when you can't use everything for going out and stuff to get rid of that feeling, you know, you're there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go out to the club every night to disappear.
Yes, those distractions are not available anymore. People have to come to terms with their inner selves right now.
And that's not easy for...
It's not easy. And you make a very good point in that people have to come to terms with the fact that the world is not what you were taught it is.
No, it is not. It is not. But I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm sure I will have you back soon because you're fabulous. And, So, and I'm sure we have many more stories to tell.
We'll dig some up.
Okay. I'm sure we can.
Some up.
Okay. That's even better.
Thank you, Shirley. I appreciate everything.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, indeed. Should I just click out of here now?
You can just hang on for a minute if you want to.
Okay, cool.
Like I tell everybody, go out, you know, visit friends, check on your friends. You know, we're all dealing with mental health, you know, issues right now. If you haven't heard from somebody for a while, you know, set up a Zoom Halloween party. Somebody get the disco ball. Let's go, you know, go have some fun. So we're going to end the show the way that we love to end the show. But first, I want to make sure that everybody knows that this show and all the rest of them, I re-download on my YouTube page and on the Facebook page. And if you just want to listen and don't want to watch us, which I don't know why you would want to do that, but it's on the podcast, which you can find on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes. It's all under Hypno Fairy Godmother, which is fabulous. So, you know, every day, take a few minutes, you know, check yourself, make sure you're in the right state of mind. If not, go take that walk. You are allowed outside. As long as you're cautious, you are allowed outside. You know, go walk around the block. Check out the flowers. Seasons are changing. Trust me, seasons are changing. So if you have any questions or comments, you know where to find me. You can email me as the Hypno Fairy Godmother at Yahoo. So this last time, we are going to take a nice deep breath and hold it in and exhale with a smile. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends where to find us. And I will see you next week.
You're listening to The Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.